2 Chronicles 24, here we got the really sad story of how Joash turns away from God. Verse 2, he did that which was right in the eyes of Yahweh all the days of Jehoiada the priest. Now Jehoiada and his wife saved Joash when all the other seed royal were killed, and they grabbed him as a little baby, and he grew up cared for by them in a storeroom of the disused temple that had been broken down by the sons of that wicked woman, Athaliah. So his whole existence was, and survival was, all of grace. And while Jehoiada was alive, he served God and reformed things and rebuilt the temple that had been smashed up, etc. And of course he had a certain fondness, I suppose, of the temple that he'd grown up in a disused storeroom, the room where the beds were stored, old furniture, etc., until Jehoiada had great faith in arranging enough support for Yahweh for there to be a putsch against Athaliah, and he crowned Joash king at 7 years old. Well, he did what was right while Jehoiada was alive, and then he turns right away. Uzziah did the same. He served God in the time of Zechariah the priest, but not afterwards. Well, you see, the same theme occurs in Bible history, that no one seems to learn from history. Uzziah didn't learn from the mistakes of Joash. And likewise here with Joash, when Jehoiada dies, the princes of the land come to him and he listens to them, and he then, on their advice, basically turns to idolatry. It's just what happened when Solomon died, Rehoboam becomes king, the princes come to him, and he makes a wrong decision. Well, it's also sad, isn't it? But I think what it shows is that Joash, like so many people, had no real strong independent personality. He was simply a product of those he was with. And of course, this is absolutely human. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. It's why Jesus had to die for us, because we went astray like sheep. And sheep go astray because they have a herd mentality. We all like to think that I am a strong individual, but we are not. We are human, and so we have this strong tendency to the herd mentality. And I would say that the call of true Christianity is the call to the most radical form of total individualism that there could ever possibly be. To have a unique character molded and formed, so that when Jesus comes back, he will give you a stone with a name written on it that only you and he know. There will be something very personal and unenterable in your relationship with him. It's alluding to how people used to write names or a little message on a stone or a pebble, break the pebble, and the friends would each keep their half of the pebble. And of course, when they met, they would put it together, but nobody else knew exactly what was written on the complete pebble. So it's a sign, it's a little figure that Jesus uses of our totally personal relationship with him. Now, this is particularly relevant to those who are raised as believers, as was Joash. It's mythical to imagine that parents can in some ways eternally save their children by the way they raise them. I've known far too many people in their 50s, 60s, who apparently have been quite stellar examples of being believers, have been raised in the faith, continued in the faith, been very active in their church. Oh, mum and dad die. This tends to happen. You hit middle age, mum and dad are dead. And I just turn away from it all and talk about all that God stuff and stuff like that. You think, so you never really believed. And this is the trouble, that God is searching for hearts. He's searching for personal relationships. And all parenting can do is to put your children on the right track and to give them the basis upon which they themselves must build. But if they don't, well, they're not going to be saved because they had a good mum and dad. That would be kind of not fair, that some people get saved by, not pure chance as it were, that they just happen to be born into a believing family, so therefore you're sort of in the wagon, and the wagon is being pulled to the kingdom, and well, you're going to get there. Well, Joash, as I say, did restore the temple, verse 4, but then after the princes get to him and after Jehoiada is dead, verse 18, they forsook the house of Yahweh and served the Asherim and their idols. And you could even reason from verse 17, I think, that he actually desecrated the temple by putting these idols in the temple. Thus, 22, Joash didn't remember the kindness which Jehoiada had done to him, but killed his son. So this is a classic example of the human tendency towards ingratitude. This is one of our most horrible, I won't say features, because Jesus had human nature, and we can say that we're like this by nature, but I think one of our strongest temptations is to this terrible ingratitude. And that, as I say, is what you see here. Well, all I can say is that, as I say, the core of the gospel is to radical individuation. To no longer be a mama's boy, to no longer just be on the train, on the wagon that your parents put you on. Of course, it's right to do that for your kids. It's right to do what you can, absolutely. It must be like that, absolutely. But we must have that personal relationship with God. And it may very well be that all the structures and the scaffolding that sort of held up your apparent faith may be removed from you. You may get disfellowship from that church that mum and dad brought you up in. That church might disintegrate by division. You might be moved by your employer to some place far away. You may find that your wife or your husband actually leaves the church or the denomination that you're in, or your children might. Or whatever it might be that you come to genuinely disagree with a certain element of their behaviour or their positions or whatever, and that counts you out of the community. It may be that you come to see that there's major immorality or wrongdoing going on within the community that you thought was perfect. This affects you. Whatever, all that's in God's hands. And it is to remove the scaffolding, because he wants you to come to him personally. This is what he wants. And so Joash and, as I say later, Uzziah, who totally didn't learn either, they were only any good for God whilst they were with people who were godly. And when that influence was gone, they were gone. And they were just influenced by whoever they were in with. This is so tragic that human beings can be like this. And unfortunately, we all have this herd mentality. We all sin like sheep. We go astray. And so, whilst church life is great and is good and is clearly intended, as you see from the New Testament, the problem is that that can simply become, if you're not very careful, another herd, another group, and you're good as long as you're there. But if for some reason you're taken out of it, or that church disappears for whatever reason, well, do you believe? And as I say, because God wants you, he wants you in his kingdom, and he wants you personally. He wants to forge your character. You will have these situations that arise because God doesn't want to see you go the way of Joash. He doesn't want to see this happen. Of course he doesn't. And so he will try to get you to individuate, and that can be very scary. It will involve you getting down on your knees and praying at your bedside or at the sofa or wherever you are, by the kitchen table or whatever, feeling absolutely alone, even though you might be surrounded by a very supportive family and so forth. But you'll have these situations. They will arise. They must arise because God wants you.